And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Fred here, starting the show off for you. We got a great show, packed house here tonight. We got Zoe and Darren and Dooley and Mason all with us here to be playing songs. I'm going to start things off here for you. But first off, what we heard right there was Dory Tourette and the Skirt Heads with their song Build Me a Straw. And we're starting that song off, or starting the show off with that song, because unfortunately this last Monday morning, Dory died in his sleep, which is really sad, and we'll miss him a lot. He was a really, really good person, talented musician, and just all around fucking sweetheart, and we're sad to see you go. Start things off the set. I've just got a real short set for you here today. First song I'm gonna be playing is gonna be Gateway District. It's I guess not a real group, just fucking some friends that got together and recorded a 7-inch, put it out. But it's real awesome. Four gems here, from Rock Bottom Records, it looks like, put this out. It's way good, and this song that you can hear is going to be called Leaving Gotham. Enjoy.
I remember thinking things were okay. Not long ago on a different road. Now contrast kind of hard to date.
I'll take eyes, I'll take a-
that you just heard was Sleepwalkers, Rest in Peace, or R.I.P. I assume R.I.P. stands for Rest in Peace. It could stand for something way cooler. But that was Sleepwalkers, R.I.P., with their song, Play Our Sound, off of a 7-inch they put out. Before that was a band called For Science, with their song, Swan Song. And played that because I just read a really, really bad review of the of that record, and I thought the record was great. And I think the reviewer just was not at all into pop punk kind of stuff. And this entire record is like crazy, crazy pop punk. I mean, it's like the most poppy that you can get with still being like actually DIY pop punk. It's pretty similar to the Ergs Dork Cork Rod kind of pop punk. I think it has a member of the Ergs, or two or three or something like that.
Yeah, it actually is the Ergs
under a fake name. It's totally the Ergs. Actually, it's not. And before that, it was Gateway District with their song "Leaving Gotham." And who? That's guys from Rivethead, right, Dooley?
Yes, it is. It's Nate Gengelhoff and Brad.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. Fucking great 7-inch. You gotta check that out if you like that kind of stuff. So next we got Dooley here with a set for us.
Hello. I had a really sweet plan to play a bunch of songs about skateboarding, and I couldn't find some of the records I was looking for, but I managed to pull it all together, and I got not necessarily all about skateboarding, but they are awesome songs to skate to. A lot of them talk about skateboarding, and they all rip. And some are brutal, some of them aren't so brutal, but they're all good stuff. So, start it off here with Charles Bronson. The name of the song is Born and Bred to Rip and Shred.
Story of my life. I'm gonna go get some more.
suck!
Type of blood and bullets and, you know, death and being crushed and your brains coming at the ear and that skull with the dagger through and the snot. And the, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's that death, gore, dismemberment, whole type of go-for it type of thing. I mean, that's, after all, that is what skateboarding is all about.
Not nothing but us.
fucking made for Satan. Say it's something made for Satan. Throw it all away for Satan. Get the fucking banging for Satan.
Right, so that was my set. Last song was Asshole Parade. The name of the song was Launch Ramp. It is on a comp put out by 625 called Possessed to Skate. It's obviously all about skate bands, skateboarding, all that kind of fun stuff. Before that was Spaz. The name of the song was Donger. Donger is a skateboarder. He ripped. He's got this huge ponytail, and he's got one of the sickest looking ollies I've ever seen. Pretty badass. Before that was The Faction, Terror in the Streets. That is off of The Faction, Dark Room LP. I'd imagine it's pretty hard to find, but if you see it, pick it up. Before that, JFA, the name of the song was Skateboard. Then before that was Charles Bronson, also off the Possessed to Skate comp. Name of the song was Born and Bred to Rip and Shred, as I had said before. So that's my set. I really suck at talking, so whoever wants to go next should go.
Zoe!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey. So I'm going to keep it kind of short, except, and I'm just playing two songs. The first song tonight is The Screamers. She's the Girl off of their album titled Demos, 1977 to 1978. Followed quickly by Negative Trends, Black and Red, off of their 7-inch from 1978. And that's it. Bye.
Hey, Patty Lane! Hey, Patty Lane!
Down, the green star.
I blame that entirely on Mason. He's next. He smells. And again, that was Negative Trend with the... my brain stopped. Black and Red. And before that, Screamers. She's the Girl. Bye.
Hey, this is Mason. The first song I'm going to play is a song by Teenage 13 because I saw them in Clarion Alley last weekend and they blew me away.
Dude, that set was incredible. Like, seriously incredible.
Slam.
I'm gonna make it.
That was Rudimentary Peni. And before that was Shotwell with the song Limbs. And I played that because I wholeheartedly believe that they're the most important band in San Francisco. Yeah. And then before that, no. Before that was Morbid Opera with White Flag. They're from Florida. And all right, it's time for Big D.
What do you have against cake?
What? God damn it. Got to talk.
Hey, so since our last show, we lost somebody else also, a Mr. Lance Hahn, who was very dear to us. And on this song, he said, "Sometimes I want to go back, sometime to the beginning, sometimes I wouldn't change a thing." And pretty sure he probably still feels the same way. So the song's called Petrograd. Goes out to Lance and anybody who cared about him or anything he did or any of his band. So
wait, we didn't cue it up yet. What is this the song? This one? What's with this?
Sometimes I wouldn't change a thing.
Hey, so that was The Squirt with School Days, and the next song is dedicated to John Shade, who just returned from New Zealand. This is a New Zealand punk band called The Spelling Mistakes. The song's called Hate Me, Hate Me. I believe somebody covered it. After them, you might recognize the song. Alright, so I totally fucked that one up, and before that, Spelling Mistake song was Natural Projections with Marlene's Fish Shop. Next we have up a Coro song called James Hood, where hardcore meets pop punk, and it's amazing. Check it out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, have you ever been to Bali at all? Then I know you see the film of Ball. That's no good. We'll be right back.
That was The Accused with Martha Splatterhead, and I'm going to stop ruining the radio and turn it over to Fred.
All right, guys. All right, so we got a little time left here, so picked up a couple songs to play in case we were running a little under time. The first here being a song by The Young Livers. The song is called Non-Monumental. And it's off of a really cool LP that just came out on No Idea. Check it out.
Cut and scratch at a face.
All right. That what we just heard was I'm Sorry for Saying I'm Sorry by The Arrivals, which is their song, the first song off of Marvels of Industry, an LP that just came out on Recess not too long ago. And right before that, we heard The Young Livers with their song Non-Monumental. I guess that brings us to the end of the show here. Thanks for listening to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You can check us out on the web at MaximumRockinRoll.com/radio. You can email us radio@MaximumRockinRoll.com. And if you're in a band and you've got music, you can send it to us, CD-only releases or two copies of vinyl, to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146. Thanks for listening. And we're going to send you off here with a song by Dillinger Four. Every show that I play, I always grab Dillinger Four Midwestern songs, and I have it sitting right underneath the table, just in case all the songs that we picked for the night don't add up to being an hour long, and we need something to fill up the rest of the time. I always have that just ready to go to throw onto the table there, and then just play it for like whatever there needs to be left over, just in case, because I think it's the best album ever released ever. Almost, maybe, I don't know. But pretty damn close. But that's my fallback that I always go with. And we have extra time here. And so I played two quick emergency songs that I dig through the bin. And now I'm going to send you off with Dillinger 4, Midwestern Songs, starting from track one and going until the show reaches 60 minutes. Have a good night. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Spectrum Stereophonic Holiday Tour of the City. Why not set your speakers for perfect balance? We'll offer a test tone played at the same frequency on both channels. This tone will be heard for 10 seconds. This is not a scientific thousand cycle tone. It is offered only to assist you in achieving a tonal and volume balance.
When it's getting down, got some champagne for a party, I'll scrub, I'll work my theories through. Already had